Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger GP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Before we get to Dead Guy in a few minutes, we can't have the show go by without mentioning that the lead singer of Firehouse passed away at the age of 64. That guy had, no matter what you think of their music, his voice was pretty amazing.
And before Brian calls in and asks you, will you now be doing a tribute to Firehouse at the Shed Party?
I don't think anybody can sing that, so no. We won't be doing Love of a Lifetime.
Yeah, you could do an instrumental version of
it. Oh, maybe. Maybe we should do an instrumental tribute to Firehouse, because who wouldn't want to hear...
Or just sing in your range.
Yeah.
Finally found, just like a real mid.
That's an easy one. That's
well, I never one. Thought I'd hurt that you. One. Guess right. Live and learn.
Right.
I love that song so much. Like, I listen to it way more than you think I would. Like, a lot.
And you're like, don't treat me bad a lot, too, don't you?
That's it. That was the song.
Oh, I thought you were singing the back end of Love is a Lifetime.
I just can't sing. No.
That was a good album for the time, if you're into that stuff.
It was.
Oh, this song is so good.
I told you I interviewed this guy out in Vegas. He invited me back to his house.
Was he nice?
Florida. Yeah, it was weird, though.
Why didn't you go? Oh, you had kids and stuff, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't have kids yet. And we were in Vegas. And he's like, yeah, when you're in, like,
come on by, right?
Maybe Sarasota, I forgot. He's like, yeah, just come on by, man. He's like, this was really cool. I'm like, I'm not going to the Firehouse guy's house.
If it was Rob Halford's house, he would have gone.
I've been there in a heartbeat.
Right?
What's wrong with this guy?
There's nothing wrong with him. He's actually a very cool guy, and he was cool to talk to and fun to talk to. It was just at the very beginning of my on-air career. We weren't doing mornings yet, and they sent me out to Vegas for the Radio Music Awards and to do some interviews that the morning guy could chop up and use for himself.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And you learned about radio right away.
right. Yeah, listen, I was in Vegas for free.
You do the work. Care. I'll take the credit. That's what they do.
I just wasn't expecting the guy. And the hair metal stuff wasn't really something that I was big into at the time. I just thought it was very strange that after a 10-minute interview, the lead singer from the band.
He got a vibe, JP. He liked you.
Invited me over his house.
His name's CJ Snare, but he wasn't a drummer. He was a singer. Funny name. I never heard the last name Snare in my life. But it was also a time like when they had Love of a Lifetime when a lot of the hair bands were doing ballads because they couldn't help but put out a heavy thing, put out stuff in the middle, and definitely have a ballad so you get a hit.
For the ladies.
And Warrant was doing it, and Great White, and Tesla.
I mean, slow danced to Love of a Lifetime at the Palace in Keokuk, Iowa, and it was the time of my life, damn it.
Keokuk, Iowa?
Memories, yes.
Just a little feel them up situation. What was going on here?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Tony Martinez grabbing my boobie.
Martinez, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that,
I
you
love
heard
those
me.
Giant fists.
Wow. I thought you didn't like the brown guy.
I broke my rule and look what happened. Never going to do it
song?
Again.
What happened?
He cheated on me.
Oh, Tony Martinez.
Did you break the rule, or was he the reason the rule was introduced in the first place?
No. I had a rule way before that. You have to understand, it started with my family members, so I just was like, I'm not dealing with anything that these chicks are dealing with. But he was so hot, and I will tell you now, he had the biggest thing since before Jackhammer.
Wow. Tony Martinez.
Now he's
there's a lot of guys named Tony Martinez, all who are going to tell their friends right now, I'm the guy. Biggest thing since before Jackhammer.
I'm going to ask this question, and please don't get upset.
Because
I'm not coming at it with venom or anything like that. It's a legitimate question.
Thank you for stating your
attention.
Is
she a size queen? Is that the question?
Yes, I am.
No. The question is, do you think these guys are bigger because you're smaller?
No. And I understand what you're saying, and that's not taken badly at all. No, and that's a legitimate question.
Your hands...
Not about my hands.
...are going to be... Hold on a second. Your hands... are going to be smaller than JoJo's.
Yes.
Right?
Than most people.
So when you have it in your hand, Don't you think it may appear bigger?
Oh, it does.
Then it would, like, so maybe they're not as big as you think they are?
That's just physics. Oh, no, I'm talking about other areas that it fits in nicely. And
Do you think maybe because you're small, you might be smaller there?
You would think so. One would think so, but also I do have eyes, and I can see.
I was just gonna say, you can't see.
I can see. No, you can, this one versus that one.
You can see, but it's all relative to her size.
I've seen three gigantic ones in my life, and I've seen many more than three in my life. So
up close, three up close.
Yes.
What's one, gigantic?
Gigantic. Like think.
What's gigantic? Throw a number at it.
I mean, I'd never measured them with a ruler.
Throw a number.
Like. Bigger
in the
than,
past, did you say jackhammer is like from your elbow to your wrist?
Jackhammer was like this microphone. Yeah, like this from the top to the bottom of this microphone. Yeah, so like from with a cord to the, yeah, and then it's also nice and girthy.
Like this microphone.
Yes, like this microphone. maybe that's
I just want it to be longer. Like I feel like it's stubby now.
Why would I say that? I don't know what that was. Talking about
so are you like, is it like the ones you've seen are like the 8 to 10 inches? Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I'm talking, yes, yes. Oh, wow. The one that's was Lori's person. Brother, and the one was Tony Martinez, and one was Jackhammer. Those are the three all ridiculously hot. And that, so I've been spoiled in my life. So when you tell me, Monica, you're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. No.
Three times you weren't.
Yeah, that's more than a lot of women can say. So I like the meat.
You banged your friend's brother?
You don't know the... She banged my brother. You don't know this?
Oh, you swap brothers?
No. Well, no, we didn't swap brothers. But I was, her brother was the one who asked me that. We dated for like, what, 3 years or something? 4 years or whatever? And he asked me to marry him, and I said no.
Oh, my God, right.
I remember that part, but I don't remember it being Lori's brother.
Yes, it was Lori's brother. And then she, at the same time, was dating my brother for a little bit. And they were really just banging, and that was it. Like, there was nothing serious there. Mm. So if we ever want to gross each other out, I'm like, yeah, your brother has the big. And she's like, shut up. Yeah. I'm like, I don't need
but
to
you
know
had
about
3 to 4 years of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It feels incestual, but it's not.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't judge. I hear a judgy.
No, I know. I'm not judging.
You're thinking negative thoughts.
I'm not thinking negative thoughts either. I'm just
a
trying to.
Skanky hoe.
I'm just trying to put it all together. And no, I don't think you're a skanky hoe.
I'm not, because I was with him for 4 years. Like, I wasn't like I was, you know, going
How come
nuts.
You didn't marry him?
Because there's just no way. I mean, I was 20.
You were young, right?
I was 20. Ooh. I just, wanted, like, and right now he lives in Missouri and has, like, literally 6 kids. Like, he wanted kids and the God. Family and the Midwest thing, and that just wasn't ever going to be me, so.
Nope.
Yeah, I know, and it sucked at the time, and I bawled, and I was sad, and he was, but it's better in the long run.
Did Lori get mad at you because you broke
no.
up with his heart?
No, she knew it was. She knew
relieved.
How he is, and knew that I'm not that way, and was like, you know, it sucks, but it's the right thing.
What? How did it get to the breaking point? Like, so as soon as he asked you to marry him, and you said no,
I know.
That was it.
I mean, you have to break up after that.
Right.
You can't just
right.
go to
yeah,
the
you
movies
do.
And be so, like, you know,
right.
like pretend this never happened. So it was,
right, right.
and we were living together at the time. So it was a big move out. And I that's
who had
when
to
I,
move out?
I moved out and went back to Buffalo and just like, there's nothing left for me here in Iowa. And I'm just going to go make a fresh start of it all.
Wow. You moved, you even skipped town. Wow.
And I didn't see him for until our, like, whatever, high school reunion, like 20 years later or something. And it was cool to see him, but it was so cool to know I made the right choice. Right. So cool to know.
How did like, you know? Was he a big fat slob?
I mean, listen, he might have gained some weight, but also he had like a minivan and like, I know, it
yeah,
just
like
wasn't
said,
me.
Six kids, not your life.
Yeah, it's just not my
life. You wanted.
Yeah, I don't feel like, oh, I wonder what would have happened if. I didn't feel that way at all.
Yep. That's good, right? You get reinforcement like that. You're like, yep, I made the right moves and you're in the right life.
Yeah, exactly. It could have.
That's a good thing.
I can't even imagine. And he's great, or he's not really. He's a he was the one who told me that if a woman wears red lipstick, she wants to give mouth hugs.
Like, oh, that's what he said.
Yeah, he's very old fashioned and conservative. Very.
Were you
he'll
wearing
choke
red
on
lipstick
it.
That night because that would be why he would come up with that.
No, Hori Lori had on red lipstick, and yeah,
and that was his sister.
And that's what he said.
Yeah.
Eesh. And Lori's like,
Yeah, maybe I do. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I'm advertising right now. There's not no.
He didn't say that for no reason,
right?
Yeah, he knows.
He must have seen some things.
All right, well, R.I.P. C.J. Snare.
Well, somebody's enjoying that giant hog of his.
There it is.
I know. Ooh, and she's
a looker.
No, that's what I'm saying. He can do better than that. Is what I'm saying. He was a decent looking man. But I'm glad they're happy. They have kids, and I think he has a grandkid now. Like all of it, he's doing the life.
Yeah.
That I wanted no part.
I tell you this, my friends having grandkids. Only a couple of them.
So weird.
Only a few.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird, like.
Yeah, we only have one or two.
It's like that final stage is coming. It's like.
Mm-hmm. What? Final stage? It's
like that train is coming.
What train? Yeah. Wait, what train?
You're getting older.
Like final countdown train.
When you're in that, when you're a grandparent, I mean, you're in, I'm not going to say it's the final stage, but if there are four stages to life, you're like late in the third quarter.
Listen, I think my grandma was a grandma at like age 30 or some nonsense. So
wow,
you got plenty of life to live.
She had a long fourth stage.
Yeah. I don't think. It's the final countdown. No, it's not. You guys, that's not
you're
true at all.
You're getting old.
No.
Your grandpa.
Don't give up.
Yeah, you know, Monica, we're kind of at the age now where you don't have to worry about, you know, guys having kids. You got to worry about them having grandkids.
No. Mm-hmm.
Ouchie.
Baggage.
Pass. Oh, my God, pass. Right? I'm just going to have to be single because I don't want a guy with kids. Yeah. And I certainly don't want a guy with grandkids. He's going to be.
Right, but what if the kids are older and they're in their 20s?
No.
Oh, then you're good.
Pass.
That's not. So they can't have any kids.
I just don't want them to have kids, no.
Well, if they're grown and they're in other states, which is what most cases are. Well, I mean, some are near them, but
then
I mean,
have
really,
to hear about them, though. And then my daughter, just, I don't care. Like, I genuinely don't give a crap.
Well, you're going to have to care a little bit.
Then I just would rather not date them.
Raj, what will you do?
That'd be great. Oh,
man. So, obviously, when you retire, you'll leave New York, right?
Yeah.
And I know you're leaning Florida.
Yeah, we're going to Florida,
but
yeah.
what would you do? Like, you don't want... There are no conversations to say, okay, if Courtney, mm-hmm. who is currently married, Kelly's single, but if Courtney, they have kids,
mm-hmm.
like there's no desire to be closer to the grandkids?
We'll travel to do that, and we'll hang out for a long time. We'll do that a few times a year each. That's
okay.
what we kind of talked about, so that we don't have to live near each other on top of each other, because they want to live in different places where we don't want to live.
I know.
I don't want to live in California, and I don't want to live in Baltimore, so they can have their lives. It's good.
That's
why we have planes.
That is going to be a discussion between Nicole and I that I know is going to get bumpy.
Yeah. What?
Because I want to, they're gone. Time to start living. Let's go. I'm in. And I'm not going to have, like, all of a sudden, like, no, we need to live mm-hmm. where the kids live because that's the grandkids. I'm like, nah.
Because then you're driving and picking them up just from school and all that stuff. And I believe me, I love being a parent, so I probably won't mind being a grandparent at all. But we talked about, like, getting an Airbnb around the corner from Luke and Courtney. And we'll go there for, like, a month in the next 6 months, like, at a time.
Right.
And we'll go hang out. But because then we also want to be mobile to do other stuff and go do other things, right?
Right.
But I don't want to not see my grandkids grow up.
I know.
I just don't want to live on top of the whole family. It doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
But don't you just ask your aunt parents?
I'm sorry, Monica, but did you have to sell that?
No.
Or was she on the same page?
I think Susan is on the same page. It's after the kid is born that I'll see if she stays on the same page.
Yeah.
She may be like,
and that's my question. Do you get to, as a grandparent, just like let the first, you know, annoying year of diapers and all of that crap just skate by? Oh, okay, well, I hope everything's going, check in on them and stuff. But then you can swoop in once they're 2, 3, 4.
No, I don't mind swooping in right when they're that little. Oh, I don't care. That's
right,
all
but
fine.
I don't mind at all.
I love it.
I think what'll happen. Yeah, and I love that stuff, too.
That's great.
But I think what'll happen is...
Who loves diapers? Nobody loves diapers.
Yeah,
no, but that stage of their life.
Babies are cool.
Yeah.
But I can see if Roger's still working, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're married a year now, right?
Yeah.
Right? So if they send in the troops and all of a sudden in the next year or so mm-hmm. she's pregnant, I guarantee you this... Roger's going to be spending a lot of quality time in that house by himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
She's going
to be gone. Oh, yeah, if Courtney needs any help or whatever, Susan will go right to her. No question about it.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me. That's great.
I bet it is.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And I'll be going out there, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, take a week's vacation. We'll go hang out there. And then once a baby will be born, we'll be in.
That's so nice that she's up they need. For it. So Susan
absolutely.
Is like...
No, I meant when the baby's born. Like, yeah. I feel like once that baby comes, like, you'll go out there and visit and come back, and Susan's going to be like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, stay. I don't mind. Stay in that little place we found around the corner, you know? Like, there are plenty of places. And I think that'd be great. And I think it's the right thing to do. Because they're at that baby stage. It's not long. It's really quick. And all of a sudden, they're a toddler. So you just want to...
Right.
JoJo says you think that now, but...
Yeah, right, JoJo. Right, JoJo? You're not kidding.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
You can anytime.
That's a JoJo way to...
We let Gareth interrupt.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a good time. You know, it's a good time period. So I don't want to miss any of it. All of it is, you know. Same with our kids. All of it was good. So
yeah,
I don't want to miss really any of it. But I also don't want to live in their house.
I do not want to
be part of their daily routine. It's not fair either.
I do not want to be, and this sounds horrible, but I don't want to be stuck living in a place in my later years because of that. Do you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm not going to love my grandkids.
Why does that sound bad? That's perfectly understandable.
It's
selfish, Monica.
Yeah, it's not. It's. I think it's less understandable than you think it is.
But why? Because you've put in your time. You raised.
That's
kids.
My theory.
Yes. So you and you.
But I'm going to want to be around them too.
Sure.
But I just don't want to I know I'm going to have to sell that whole.
Yeah.
Let's.
That concept,
we can
yeah.
just go visit. Thing
right.
Like I'm gonna have to sell that hard because Nicole's
baby,
gonna want to be.
Yeah, I know.
Nicole is gonna want to be in that game.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Kids, I thought my mom would be too, and then when she didn't offer to like watch her when I went back to work while she was still a baby, and I was super hurt by it. I'm like, oh my god, this is your first grandchild. After I thought about it a little bit, not her responsibility, mine.
No. True.
She raised four kids.
Yeah.
It was not something she needed to start all over again and do.
Exactly.
Right.
And now they're free of pets. Their last little pup passed away actually when I found out I was pregnant. And so now my parents do more and go and live their life and are out. And, you know, they just moved into a neighborhood that they love everybody and they are constantly going to dinners and stuff. And so.
Really?
But at the same time, you're like.
I would want to move. Yeah. I'm always like, even over the summer now, I'm like, panicking. What am I going to do with her? It's like her first summer before kindergarten, before she could go to school through the summer. And now I have to find camps and stuff. And my mom's like, well, you know, I can help you out. I'm like, no, you're not going to help me out. You're going to be going out.
Shut
They're moving
up,
into
Joe.
A new
what
house.
What are you doing?
Let her help
what
you out
are you
Tuesdays
doing?
And Thursdays
Shut
or something.
Your mouth and say yes.
She
thank
won't,
you.
Though.
Thank
I can't.
God.
I don't want to rely on that and then get stuck when she has something come up or, you know. So, again, my responsibility, which is fine.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. I always do. But I think it always sounds good in theory. And you're not, when you're a grandparent, my mom isn't 40 anymore. You know what I mean? My kid is busy.
Yeah.
And you have to entertain her. Yeah. It's not, so even just for her to go over for a few hours, my mom is like, oh my God, she is exhausting. I'm like, I know.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it's just totally different now, which you don't think about. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to love it. It's their only grandchild. They're going to be in it to win it. Nope.
Right. See, my mother was there for, my mother used my kids being born as a reason to retire. Right? As a reason to retire. But then, like, because she wanted to stay with the kids, which is great. And my kids have great memories of my mother. However, it wasn't any cheaper than me. It was a little bit cheaper than me hiring, you know, having childcare. And childcare is expensive. But I had to float my mom at that point. And I'm sitting there. I'm angry. I'm like, the whole idea of having you there is so I can breathe.
Yeah.
We can all breathe. You get to do what you want to do, which was be Meemaw. And I get to not have to give HJs in a parking lot in order to pay for childcare. That was
so she was a cheaper alternative. You
not
trust
that much
her
cheaper,
kid, but she was.
But then I had
and
to
and then she had something to do. She made some money. I don't. I thought. I mean, my memory of it is it worked out good for both of you. It seemed like you know.
I come home.
You could have had your kids taken care of by strangers.
I know, but then those strangers wouldn't have eaten my Chinese food.
Well, that's true. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, listen, it is time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. We are actually past time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. Wow.
Yeah.
Way. This is just the way today. We started early. We're running late. I don't know how that happens.
See, you're welcome for those extra 2 minutes. Uh-huh.
I blame the shirt.
That's what it is.
With you.
It's an eclipse day. JPR Everything is off today.
On the same page here, blaming that stupid shirt.
Hey, yo, relax. A lot of people like this shirt.
Do they?
They do.
That's not true.
Fun killer.
Wrong.
And you can see the side-by-side picture of Roger's solar eclipse shirt and the flamingos on the bone in Roger and JP Instagram.
Very creative.
Check it out.
Once a year, I go out on a fashion limb. There it is.
You decide.
All right, it's time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. I know who the guy is. So here are the clues for this guy. And then you guys ask questions to try to solve them first to win the tickets from the Bone Prize Stash. This guy was a singer and a songwriter, accomplished at both things, Grammy winner. He's in the Rock Hall of Fame. And he had five or six hits you know well. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025.
Five or six hits we know well?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Did you say he was a rock guy?
I did not say he was a rock guy.
Is he?
He's not, but he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How about that?
Yep.
All right.
Monica.
Are we looking at a pop guy then? Top 40?
Yeah, he had five or six hits in the top probably 10 or 20, you know. He has some pretty big songs, won some Grammys, the whole thing. I guess pop-ish. Go ahead, Brett.
Did he have a big career or a long career, I should say?
I would say it was not a long career. No. Long life, short career. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Ask yes or no questions. If you get a yes, then that's step number one. Step number two, then if you have one yes, you can ask more questions, get more yeses, or take a guess. You must ask the question first. Good luck figuring out who this dead guy in the envelope is. Singer and songwriter, accomplished at both, Grammy winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, bunch of hits. Short career, long life. Good luck. 727-579-1025. Dead Guy's next. Be right back.